It's a lovely group hug in the back. Keep yourself warm. It's actually really nice. This is the one, probably the best weather we had in all the Monument Valley tours. So we are truly blessed on this tour with the weather throughout. So we can see and feel and absorb all this beautiful monument energies and land spectacularly. So you're invited to invite yourself in your own way to feel and merge and blend into this land that has been blessing us throughout all these days. This is our fourth day, as we are embraced by Mother Earth and Father Sky here in Monument Valley, in the Valley of the Gods, in a valley of beauty and sacredness. As you can hear the voice of silence all around you, as you can feel the peacefulness that is in this place, the serenity and harmony and balance, and as you lead yourself with your breath, take deep breaths and align yourself deeper with the earth and with all the elements around you, with the wind, with the vegetation around you, with all the seen and unseen animals and creepy crawlers and animals, that this is their home. And feeling the preciousness, the sacredness, the love, the appreciation that is living here. And the ancestors and their energies that are living here, surrounding all of us, celebrating us, holding our hands, surrounding you in every direction, in a multidimensional energy, communicating to you . Allow yourself to feel that, to feel them, to feel all that is here. Allowing yourself to feel your heart and their multidimensional heart from a place that is eternal, that is divine, that is pure love, unconditional love. That has no beginning and no end. And that reminds you again who you truly are, how magnificent of a being walking on earth as a sacred being with your divinity, with your lighthouse that you are everywhere on this beautiful planet, with your presence alone, with your light and joy and laughter, bringing it to places that really needs it, in your communities, in your families, in your relations, in your work. This is one of our deepest missions as light workers on earth. And we come to the places like this to energize and feel Gaia in its glory and splendor, cheering us on and reminding us that we are doing everything, and we are on our path, and we are living our light and love.
Once again, I invite you to place your crystal in your hand. And we're going to do three breaths onto our crystal. And we talk now to our crystal and we say, I am here. I am here as a living part of Gaia. I am here as a living part of the Creator. I exist. I am that I am, where I had no beginning and will have no end. And this multidimensional aspect of myself is the piece and part that lives within the crystal and lives within the crystalline grid of the planet. There is a partnership we share. There is a deep connection. And so this 7-day journey of connecting with this crystal is not so much a connecting, but a remembering of something that always exists. For even when we leave the planet, pieces and part of our soul will always remain. And therefore, is it possible that the soul energy of your soul family also resides within your crystal? And if so, what messages would it send to you today? Let us invite those messages to come forth now. And the overarching message from Soul Family is one of unconditional love. You are seen and acknowledged. Indeed, you exist forever. And now we say thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. Thank you, Creator, for being here. Thank you, Creator, for loving us. Thank you, Creator, for loving me. And we conclude by saying thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of eight. The group finds itself yet again outside, gazing upon the majesty of Gaia. The information that follows is not new, but it is that which is the staple of Kryon, and always has been. In Tibetan numerology, the letter of the land, you might say, is the numerology of Gaia. The four represents that which is the earth. Now, we have called this Gaia to you since the very beginning. And for those of you who don't understand necessarily what that is, it is Mother Earth. The letter of the land I speak of to a Tibetan would be one of the most important attributes that they believe. And yet they're not seemingly known for that as Tibetans. But they are indeed invested in it. Some would recognize the Tibetans as one of those in the zones where those live a very, very long time on the earth. And this is because they invest in the land. They have knowledge that indigenous of this planet also have. And I will give it to you yet again. There is so much teaching here, dear ones. I wish I could impart to you that which is the most precious thing a human could ever know about where they stand and where they sit. And yet it hasn't been given to you. It hasn't been given in any of your schools. It hasn't been given in any of your churches. It's missing. And that is this. What the Tibetans knew is Earth is your partner. Not just a matter-of-fact partner as a physical object that you live with, but a sentient being almost. Difficult to understand how this could be. But indeed, it is. Every breath you are now taking is given to you from the plants of Gaia. Every single one. As you exhale into the atmosphere, it is carried around the globe by the winds. Eventually, it finds its way to feed the plants. There's so much science behind this, and every time it is revealed, you start to understand the symbiotic relationship between you and the earth and the life force that is there. The way the earth feeds you and waters you and allows your seeds to grow. The way it provides the resources that you need for the very spark of life itself. And yet, this energy, this partner, has never been listed as anything spiritual in any of your religions. None of your modern religions have any reference to it, like it doesn't matter, like it doesn't exist, like it's simply a physical thing that helps you along the way. The spiritual human being, the core of your soul existence, is wrapped within the earth itself. I have given you so much information in the past, and every single attribute I would give you now could be taught for a week. It's the four. There are many who believe the four is the number of directions of the compass. That would be correct. But it also represents the four grids, we call it, of Gaia. We use the term grids loosely because some are physical, some are not. All of them are wrapped around the human being. I start to even give you these, and I want to teach them. There is no time. But I want you to feel into all of them. There is the magnetic grid of the earth, which is related and intertwined with your consciousness. We have given you this information before. It had to move, this grid, in order for your consciousness to evolve. How do you think that works, dear ones, if Gaia is not related to you? I am of magnetic service, and now you know why. It has to do with the consciousness increase that is going on right now It is related to the magnetics of the planet itself. There's the crystalline grid, which is the remembrance of actions and emotions. It ties in often to past life experiences, into Akash, into your DNA itself. How do you feel that might be related to the human being? For those of you who have never heard me talk about this, these are the areas where you might walk and feel something had happened and you'd be right. And you'd find out later that perhaps there was a battle there. And you'd realize that the memory is in the dirt. It is in the soil. How can that be? Because it's kept there by Gaia. And there's reasons for that. There's the grid that is so significant here. It's the ancestor grid, grid number 3. That is the representation of all those who have lived before that stay here, that are captured within that which is the essence of Gaia. There's even that which we call the cave of creation, which is not a grid at all, which is where Akashic records are stored deep in the planet by Gaia. There's the Gaia grid, which is the sentience, the mother, Mother Earth, Father Sky. That is the one that loves you and knows your name as you walk on that which you call the soil. All of this is never taught. This might be completely new to many of you. And some who might listen to this channel later, they may have a good laugh, thinking of how quaint that is and how perhaps silly it sounds. And yet it is the essence of so much of that which the indigenous keep in their hearts and know and have taught their children from a time they could listen. All of this is in the earth that you sit on and stand on and look at right now. There is no better place to teach this than here. The plea that I've always had to anyone listening to this is to teach this to those who would listen. The earth is your partner in a better way, in a more spiritual way, esoteric way, life-giving way, loving way than you've ever, ever thought. It is a beautiful aspect, is it not? To think there is a partner that knows you and knows your name, that is somehow tied in with the Creator when your soul arrives here and when it leaves. Dear ones, I give you this information as number 4. It is the one that is one of the pillars of my teaching, that someday humans would recognize this as the partner in order to move forward. And now I'll tell you something. My partner gets nervous with new information. Dear ones, eventually this will be known as another ascended planet. That is the shift. That is what you're going through. That is what is needed. But I will say this to you. There are certain things that will get in the way of this ascension planet. You need to have this partner acknowledged, understood. You need to return to the indigenous ways, wisdom of that which is knowledge and partnership with the earth in order for this planet to ever reach ascension. This is not subtle. This must be taught. This must be reviewed. This must be then brought forward to those who will teach in the future, or those who will teach spirituality, esoterics, and it has to be something that is understood before this planet can ever go into what you would call ascension status. For the vibration and consciousness to raise to a place that it is designed to go to, for you to raise the vibration to God inside, you must acknowledge the partner, for it comes with you. An ascended planet is not ascended humans on the planet. It's all together. Gaia and humanity create the ascension status, not just consciousness. You may have felt that all along, but I tell you this now for the first time. As you sit, as you watch these things before you, there have been those who say, when you take a look at the rock formations, are you aware they're looking at you? When you watch them, the word watch also so often means you're watching an event instead of just looking upon something. You're watching them because they're watching you. You might even say there's life in the rocks. I have told you that before. There is life in the rocks, not the kind you expect, but the kind that science will someday discover when they can see multidimensional things. You'll have to rewrite the whole definition of what you believe life is. All of Gaia is alive multidimensionally. All of Gaia knows you at some level. It starts to explain what you have been told even here on this trip, where the indigenous who live here were able to make the rivers stop and go, the rain come when they needed it, in order to communicate in a way that their partner understood. The symbiotic relationship was a lot more than simply breathing the oxygen of the plants. This is what you must learn in order to go to that which you desire, which is a high vibrational planet Earth. Let the Earth come with you. Don't just walk on it. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.